New Order, the Go-Go's, and how it all began. It's an anniversary episode next on Tom and Hank Talk About the 80s. Hi, Tom.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
I was doing a recreation of the very first podcast. Is it on?
No, that's bullshit.
Oh, that was? Oh, yeah. That's such a good podcast.
Hi, Hank.
Hi, Tom.
Well, California's on fire.
California is on fire.
And I don't mean on fire. I mean it's burning.
It's awful. It's awful. We're a week in.
57% contained as of...
Here in Northern California.
A few hours ago.
Here in Northern California.
I don't know.
Then yesterday morning, another one started, which gave us fresh smoke. And it's really awful. Lost lives. I don't even... Countless homes that have been lost. Yeah. And then in Southern California and Malibu, many, many homes. You know, I want people to concentrate on everyone who's suffering. Mm-hmm. Everyone.
Well, Megan was in those hills staying... three months ago in Malibu, and that place is gone now. It doesn't exist anymore.
Well,
it's just a burned out char.
You know, it's awful. It's, you know, here in the Bay Area, in the San Francisco Bay Area, we're just mired in smoke. It's very unhealthy. A lot of people are wearing masks.
Yeah. More people than I saw wearing masks last year when California was burning.
And it seems worse this year for some reason. And it's just a shame. And, you know, no matter if you agree with the Red Cross or not, they are doing a lot of help. A lot of people have a problem with the Red Cross because of their religious affiliations, but they are doing a lot of help. And so you can always... you can text Red Cross to 90999, and that automatically makes a $10 donation on your phone bill. You can also do that for many other things. That's California Community Foundation's Wildfire Relief Fund, North Valley Community Foundation, United Way of Northern California, and the California Fire Foundation. Also, I want to mention that Airbnb has reached out to many of their hosts in all of California, and they are offering free rooms and apartments and houses and rooms in places like Airbnb does. Airbnb is still compensating the hosts, but the people can stay for free. Mm-hmm. So that's something that you can tell friends who have been affected. A lot of people are affected. And in Paradise, California here, a lot of older people have been affected. There's many missing, so... It's just a really sad thing, and we'll keep the sadness going.
I was
going
to say, we always like to start off with...
We do. But I did want to mention that. Also, so this week, two, like, giants, everyone was talking about Stan Lee.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Passing away, who lived a very long, very rich life. It is sad that he's gone, but at the same time, he was in his 90s, and he lived a heck of a life.
Yeah.
Someone said the saddest thing that they're... The saddest thing to them is that they know that in the very near future, they're going to be watching a Marvel movie and he won't be in it.
Mm, yeah.
But yeah. He lived such a great life and gave us so much. And then today, Roy Clark,
yeah,
a country superstar in his time.
Lightning Fingers,
considered one of the best guitar players, right?
And next to me,
next to Tom Gagios, and he
lightning hand. Well, actually, that confused a lot of people, and I had to change it to
old lightning hand
to lightning palms.
I'm gonna buy an apartment building, and I'm gonna rename it Lightning Palms.
And that's you can stay there for free through Airbnb.
Through Airbnb. Welcome to Lightning Palms. So Roy Clark, along with Buck Owens, another giant in the country music world.
And Glen Campbell, which is another Mm-hmm. He was another, he played with Roy Clark all the time on that same label.
So Roy Clark hosted Hee Haw with Buck Owens. And Hee Haw was a huge part of the 70s and 80s for me.
I loved Hee Haw.
Saturday afternoons. It was on, for us, it was on Saturday afternoons. And it was this, I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. So it was a country variety show.
Yeah.
And it had a cast of regulars, including the Hee Haw Honeys, which were the attractive young women of the cast. And one of them was Linda Thompson, who then married, at the time, Bruce Jenner. And then... Kenny Rogers. And then they, Minnie Pearl.
Yeah, classic.
Classic Minnie Pearl was on there. And it was just this kind of, you know, corny.
It was tongue in cheek. It was super corny. It was
very like sexual innuendos.
It touched on a lot of stereotypes about Okies and and people from the country. And even with that, it still was really popular with the country music scene. They had so many showcases for extremely popular acts of the time.
And they would do, acts would come on and sing a song on their real country set. And then I want to say that there was more than one musical guest per episode.
I think it was like several, you know, it's like three or four per, and then they would take part in the skits.
The skits.
They had little comedy skits, you know, where they'd be like in the corn and like one would sit up and go, hey, get a bug in here and say something funny.
It was very much, it was Laugh-In with a country twist.
Yeah.
So Laugh-In when they would open the doors in the wall and, you know, say, you bet your baby or whatever. That's exactly what they did in the cornfield. They would just pop up from the cornfield. So they completely stole that from them, but it worked and it was on for ever. It was a stalwart of syndicated TV. And that's the first time, like, I remember that's the first time I saw Dolly Parton. Dottie West and Kenny Rogers.
Yeah. Dottie West, yeah. Gene Shepherd was on all kinds. I loved it. And
so,
I'd like to sit down and watch all of them at some point.
Buck Owens and Roy Clark were very... They had such great chemistry, and Roy Clark was kind of silly, and he had this laugh, and he was just a cute little guy. But I remember my dad loved him, like played his records and played his eight tracks, and he loved him, and that like that was a big like him and Charlie Pride.
Yeah,
we're big.
Love some Charlie Pride.
Yeah, we're big like big guys for dad.
Yeah, but, that's so, a shame. Yeah. How old was he? Do we know?
I believe he was
pretty old.
I want to say he was in his late 80s. But yeah, I'll look it up as we go.
I bought a Roy Clark record, 45, right around Halloween. It's a hit that he had, a pop hit, country crossover called Spooky Movies. And I was like, oh, this is, you know, it's going to be either really good or it's going to be really bad. And it was awful. I played it and I heard Megan in the other room go, what the hell is this? And I was like, it's just not what I was expecting. That's all. It's now in the get rid of pile until today. It will be kept now.
Yes. Well, an interesting thing. I typed Roy Clark into Google and a lot of people are doing that today, I can tell. So Roy Clark was 85. And it's funny. In Google, then underneath it, it says people also search for. And there's all of these people who are trending right now because people are going to looking him up. And then they're going, oh, who's Buck Owens? Who's Dottie West? Who's Jerry Reed? Marty Robbins? Mel Tillis? And every single one of these people are all gone. Glenn Campbell, Minnie Pearl. And then someone I do want to mention quickly when we're talking about Hee Haw is Grandpa Jones.
Yeah. Man, that dude goes way back to the 40s.
He goes way back. And when he was a younger man, he was still Grandpa Jones. And maybe you know a little more. So for me, he was Hee Haw. He was kind of the heart of Hee Haw. And he would kind of he would do the cornfield thing and he would be in the skits, but he was always Grandpa Jones, and he would wear plaid shirts and denim overalls.
Work clothes.
Work, yeah.
Farm work clothes. Yep.
And like a hat with the brim up on the front.
Like a slouch hat, like an old, like something you see like a Civil War dude wear, like with like the front flipped up.
Yeah. And he would play the banjo. And so was he a musician?
Yeah.
He was he was like a banjo musician.
Yeah, he sang and recorded on the King label, as far as I know, starting in like the late 40s or early 50s. And, you know, King specialized in blues, rhythm and blues, and country music. Yeah, look at him. Dang.
Wow. Yeah, it's so cool. I would really, if you can find Hee Haw on YouTube, you should see it. There was some of the Hee Haw Honeys were on there for just, you know, years and years and years, and became then, you know, went and did other TV. And mm-hmm. I think one of them was on BJ and the Bear when he had all of the female truck drivers with him for that season. But it...
BJ and the Bear comes up a lot.
It really does. Yeah, but we've never talked about it in full.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to. You know, last week I mentioned that I'm driving Lyft right now. So when you drive Lyft full time, like I'm really leaning in, I'm driving a lot, I'm working a lot, you meet a lot of people. And you meet mostly amazing people. Hmm. Like there's been like two like slight problems. But otherwise, like you just meet really cool people. 50-50, some people don't talk, some people do. You know, so that makes it tiring because, you know, mm-hmm. you're relating to people and being up and happy and, you know, I'm not going to hurt you type of a thing. And so this weekend I drove a young person around while they looked for their car from the night before and muttered pancakes over and over. And I was like, listen, I'm going to be straight with you. We need to find your fucking car. Okay? Right now.
Also, where's the fucking pancakes?
We need to find you right now because I can't take this anymore. Okay? I could be your father and all I want to do is yell at you.
In fact.
And because I think you're still drunk. And then a couple had an argument. And then in the middle of it, she was like, you know what? I think you were right. I think we should just end it.
Whoa.
And I'm like, just trying to listen to my Cyndi Lauper.
That's when you tap
like
the brakes a couple of times and make them hit their heads on the seat and be like, sorry.
Sorry, but you're making me so uncomfortable right now.
A turkey ran out in front of the car.
People have conversations like I can't hear them. Mm-hmm. And so it's like I am hearing a lot of things about a lot of people that I don't want to know. And if you are going to talk like that, like really do it so I can hear it.
Well, you know, Megan loves talking to Lyft drivers. She loves it. We get in the car. She's like, how's your day going? My name's Megan. This is what I do for a living. And this is where we're going. And this is what we're doing. And one time when I was a little girl, and then this one time when I was in high school, and like, fuck yeah, bro. And the drivers are always like, yeah, man. They like get super into it. And then we had the dude in Anaheim on our last night at Disneyland earlier this summer, and he literally ignored us when we got in the car, but he had that conversation going the opposite way. He had his telephone up on the dashboard and he was talking like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, blah blah blah.
He was on his headphones?
Yeah, and started going the wrong way, and we're like, we're headed this way, and he's like, And he was talking to his friend on the phone the whole time, quietly, and completely ignored us.
No, you can't do that.
And then he got a big, fat nothing for a tip, because it's like, dude, don't be a dick.
I can say that I am a platinum 5-star driver.
I'm sure you are, for many reasons.
So, do you have anything else to say?
I'm going to go see Fantastic Beasts tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah. I finally got to see the first one. I'm a big Harry Potter fan, so I finally got to see the first one, and I loved it, and so I'm going tonight. I was supposed to go tonight for the premiere, but it turns out that the premiere was on Tuesday, and so Megan went with her brother, but she wants to go again with me, so we have tickets for Alamo Drafthouse tonight, which I've not been to, and I've heard is just an awesome place. Have you heard of it?
Yes. Yeah. People, it's like real cash. Like, it's
like I was lucky to get two seats next to each other.
Like, it's like couches and things like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And they have like a bar and like they serve food and it's like super cool. And I'm like, great. That's what I need.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
Yeah. I had a turkey in my backyard today.
Was that just today?
Yeah, that was this morning. And I don't know why it was there. It was just there. How did it get there? Can they fly?
No, that's a famous...
How in the fuck did it get there?
It's a famous episode of WKRP in Cincinnati.
I swear to God, I thought turkeys could fly. But I thought for sure I've seen pictures of turkeys flying before.
I mean, I'm sure they maybe get a little air here and there.
I'm sure they can sprack an ollie off the half pipe.
My God, a turkey with a skateboard would be so cute.
It really would. Well, there was almost a fight. A squirrel got really pissed off that it was in its yard, which I call my yard. The squirrel disagreed and puffed his tail up about as big as my head and then went, chee, 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 chee. And the turkey was like, bring it on, bitch. I will fucking kill you. I got bit by a turkey when I was a kid. And so when I saw turkeys at the petting zoo, I was like, I'm not going to touch that fucking thing. I'm not going to get anywhere near it. And Megan was like, you didn't get bit by a turkey. And I was like, I got bit by a turkey. Because back in the day, you just put your face up next to the cage. I also got the strings of my hoodie grabbed by a chimpanzee one time. And so I don't want a turkey in my backyard.
Is that true?
Yeah. Grabbed me and was all, hee, hee, hee. My dad was like, fuck, get the fuck away.
Oh, thank God you had your monkey sound on your soundboard.
That was a terrible monkey. It was more like, I've been watching a lot of Bigfoot documentaries. And so, it's true, I have.
Really leaning in.
Well, what started it was a YouTube channel that I've been watching called Chatting With. And it's this guy, and he sits down and does these like 20-minute interviews with, you know, someone with bipolar, someone a Columbine survivor, a flat earther, a 9/11 conspiracy. It's called Chatting with Andrew something.
Great.
And he's kind of this deadpan guy, and he sort of talks to these people, but he like gets the flat earther on, and he's like, so you believe in the earth is flat? And the guy's like, yep. But then he basically like dissects everything by letting the person talk it out until they get to the point where they're like, shit, do I believe in an earth is flat? Especially when the flat earther describes how you go around the globe. And he's like, wait, no, that doesn't work. And he's all,
So he like debunks himself.
Yes. But that led into an episode where he's chats with a woman who has seen Bigfoot. Sasquatch. And I was like, I'm intrigued by this because I've always liked the idea of Sasquatch since I was a little kid. Freaked myself out one time. Like I had said many times, I used to put the TV out in the summertime on the deck outside. And when my parents would go to sleep, I'd watch, you know, documentaries and stuff. And so I scared myself one time by thinking that maybe Bigfoot was in the bushes. Couple that with a story of my uncle being terrified of Bigfoot and my parents going camping with him one time before I was born and driving on their way to the campsite to or from the campsite at night for some reason. And my uncle's like, I gotta take a whiz. And so my mom's like, all right, we'll pull over. And they pulled over and he got out and unzipped his pants. And my mom's like, go, go, go. And my dad's all, and took off and left him there and freaked him out.
God.
And so it was really funny to them. And it was a funny family story for many years until I was like, is Bigfoot really gonna like come and eat me sometime?
I thought for sure Bigfoot was real.
Yeah. Well, so because the funny thing is
the $6 million man.
Yes, that's probably what started it for me.
Because there was a big episode of the show $6 Million Man starring Lee Majors, who was then married to Farrah Fawcett Majors, and it was like the thing.
It was.
Everyone talked about it. It it was the '70s. For weeks you knew that this episode was gonna come on and the $6 million man meets Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And you know, there was those original tapes that came out, you know, right around that time. Mm-hmm. It was the midst of the fervor of Bigfoot
craze.
Yeah.
Well, I love this. It's just funny. This woman, she talks all about how she started thinking maybe Bigfoot was real. And so she started to go look for it, but she didn't know where to start. So she just decided to go in the place where she lived. and just decided, well, maybe I'll start here. Well, okay. And, you know, like, people have been searching for, you know, 50 years trying to find Bigfoot. And, like, she's like, and oh, my God. All of a sudden, I looked up and was there he was in 30 feet up in a tree. And the guy's like, huh, okay. And she's like, and, you know, and then I decided I needed to take my daughters hiking. And I warned them to be careful about bears and to never show fear to an animal. And to never turn your back on an animal and to stand your ground. She's like, because if something's going to try to get my children, I am going to stand there and I'm going to give my life for my children. And so we went hiking one day and I was like, you brought your children, you brought your little 8-year-old daughter to the place where you saw Bigfoot and you didn't tell them that to look out for Bigfoot. You told them to look out for bears.
Yeah.
Awesome. I don't believe it.
So this is on YouTube.
Yeah,
so you're seeing them.
Well, she has footage.
Oh, she does.
Of a tree, and she's like, "There it is." And they like zoom in and do like a composite with the computer animation, and they like composite it, and he's like, "It." And I'm like, "There is literally nothing there. There's like nothing." She's like, "You can see it. He's 30 feet in the tree," and he's like, well, you said he was 800 pounds.
Oh, geez.
And she's like, well, he was a juvenile.
Oh, boy.
And he's like, okay, so an 800-pound juvenile, 10-foot monkey man in the tree, but the tree isn't breaking. And she's like,
Okay, what? Say the name of it again.
Chatting With.
Chatting With. Okay, I think. His
name is Andrew something. He's great.
I want to watch it.
He does all kinds of fascinating and interesting things. And then he has a separate channel where he does pranks. Anyway, highly recommend it.
So this, on this, the day of our anniversary. So this, you know, the beginning of next week is a year that we started our podcast.
A year?
A year.
What a waste of time.
A year and 45 episodes. We've skipped a week here and there.
We've been harassing the masses for a year.
For 1 year.
Forcing this fake news down their throats.
In fact, so a year ago tonight, we recorded our lost episode.
The lost episode, which isn't lost.
I mean, it should be. You literally have to like hold your head up against a speaker in order to hear it. It's so bad. And we're not even that good now. But so we've been doing this a year, and we, you know, on episode 10, we did a retrospective of the first 9.
I mean, it seemed like a huge milestone. Like, wow, we did 10.
We did. And now this is episode number 45 that we're recording. And, you know, we just wanted to, especially on the first few, we just wanted to revisit a couple things because now we actually, I mean, we think that we're better at this, right?
We are better.
And we haven't done just a movie in almost a year,
yeah,
because we were so clunky doing movie episodes, and
yeah,
we would literally go, so then they, and then they, and
we
then they.
We would basically be like walking through
the entire
film
movie, and that's not
like
the way that you
no,
do
I've
it.
No, I've seen Empire Strikes Back. You don't have to tell us what
yeah
the fucking movie.
You can start talking about it from the end or in the middle,
yeah,
whatever you like. And so now we're better at that, and we'll go, and we're going to do V,
mm-hmm,
and we'll kind of talk about V, the miniseries, just on one
which
episode.
Which is going to be a 20-part episode.
It's a 20-part episode. Just wait until you hear then, and then we'll read the lines.
We should just reenact the whole entire thing.
But I, so, you know, our first episode that we released was called Love, Power, and New Wave.
Power, and Corruption, and New Wave.
Power, Corruption, and New
yes
Wave, yes. And it... You know, I don't regret that it's the first episode, but New Wave is something that we're the best at.
Which is why we started with it.
Which is why we started with it. But yet, you know, like, so for those, we've often talked about it, but we'll talk about it a little more in full here. Like, when we started, we bought these microphones and we hooked them up and we plugged it in to the computer and just started talking.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 week, my mic would be on. Because only one mic worked, but we didn't know that. So week my mic would be on and they could hardly hear you. Then the next week your mic would be on and they could hardly hear me. And it's a bummer because we did some good episodes in that time. Like mm-hmm. we were starting to get a little better. And the last episode that we did before we got the new mics and learned how to configure them right and have the whole thing was Golden Girls. And I really yeah. regret it because we love the Golden Girls so yeah. much. They're a huge part of today, let alone the 80s. And even then, like, we weren't good at, like, talking about things. Well, when we laid out action, we laid it out too much.
We didn't quite have a flow, and we didn't quite understand how to present the information. So it was all this information. Also, in our first handful of episodes, our first couple episodes, we didn't consult each other. It was like, you make your list, and I'll make yeah. my list. And so it was like a surprise.
Yeah.
And then I remember talking, going, well, maybe, like, I feel like we need to talk about it a little bit more. We need to, like, check in with each other and, like, have a rap session and be on the same page. And I think that helped us kind of create a flow, go over the material.
And it made us more excited.
Get more comfortable and then more excited. It wasn't so much like, oh, well, I have this secret list of stuff and I'm just going to drop that list right on him, man. Where it was like, oh, we already knew. And then that gave you or I the opportunity to comment on what is going to be on the other person's
yes.
list, for example.
Because even if I pick something and you don't necessarily do the research, a lot of times when I say I'm doing this, you'll go, oh, I have the perfect thing about that. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to look into that.
Yeah.
So we're both versed and we can have a real conversation and it's not one-sided. Where we go, oh, I don't know what that is. End of discussion. And we're way more comfortable
yeah.
like being on the mic and we talk in a much different way now. And yeah. I think we're much more ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's definitely in those first ones we're like this and we're making a podcast.
Yes.
And we are and this is going to be this and this is and we weren't us. And mm-hmm. you know what? Here's the thing. It's like my life consists mostly of loving people, jerking off.
Which comes up in the first 15 episodes.
Getting stoned and doing podcasts.
I have that tattooed on the inside of my lip. Right here on the inside of my lip.
Ew.
Podcast for life.
But, you know, episode...
I couldn't fit the E, so it's just podcast for life. I ran out of room.
They really couldn't really get the E in. Like, it's not that big of a
letter.
Well,
they got it on the inside of my cheek, so it's...
Podcast for Lifty.
Do you have a...
Go ahead.
Okay. Do you have, like, a... Like, what's the one that you dislike the most? Like, that you recall that you're like, that one just was not...
The episode that I dislike the
yes,
most?
Yes, because I know mine right away.
Ooh, go.
Empire Strikes Back.
You know what?
I feel like that's the one where what we were just talking about, where, like, I didn't quite get the flow. We didn't understand quite how to bring about such a huge thing that was so important to us. We may have gotten some of our information. I got a couple bits of information wrong. And that
doesn't matter.
Was
whatever.
Threatened people by get, several Wookiee advocate groups.
People get information wrong every day. Yeah. Okay, so we got something
some
wrong.
Some of them run the country.
So we got something wrong about a movie, okay? There's much worse. I would say that, too, because it was clunky
yeah.
and we weren't comfortable. It was our third episode. We had done this two other times.
I feel like it's a monumental undertaking for a third episode.
It was, and we didn't do it well.
And we're still, like, kind of reading by Braille trying to get it to go, you know?
You know, also, I think that we just... When we were doing it, we knew it. Like, we were looking at each other like, oh, we're talking too much.
Yeah.
Like, right now, like, obviously we talk through the whole thing. That's why you're here. But we were talking too
why
much.
Why some people leave.
Yes. But it didn't... It was just, like, describing every action. It wasn't fun. And we weren't comfortable enough to be funny or to even try to be funny. So I would say, yeah, I would say Empire Strikes Back is my least favorite.
Which is a shame because it's one of my favorite movies. It's one of our favorite movies.
Yeah, me too. I mean, yes, of course.
But I gotta cut us some slack because we were very inexperienced. We were frustrated by our recording capability because we didn't understand the recording process quite. You know, I'm a DJ. I know about sound and mixing records and things, but in terms of recording people speaking, I just was not
and the sound versed is just, in it. The sound is so bad.
It's pretty bad.
It's so bad. But you know, in episode 12, we got it fixed.
Yes.
But still, like, you know, that night we recorded a mini episode and it didn't, we hooked them up. We hooked up the new mics. We did all this stuff. We recorded a mini episode and it sounded awful. We had just spent all this money. We had spent more money. We had done all this stuff and it didn't work. And you say in when we got going, you know, we figured it out. And it was like 9:30 and we started recording the music videos episode. And you said like, okay, but you know, we did it and we didn't argue. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, but I was literally like about to vomit the whole time because it's like we had spent all this money. And so my favorite episode is my favorite episode, not because it was like, oh, it was so fun to do, but it was our first kind of serious episode that we mm-hmm. did. And it was the one where, thankfully, a lot of people started listening to us because
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
And it was Televangelists.
I love that episode.
And it is really good. I just listened to it, and it's we give good information, and we're feeling, you know, we're becoming more comfortable. Mm-hmm. And so it's like episode 15. And so we gave ourselves a little, like, leeway to, like, feel things and not have to, like, make jokes. And we did, but... Yeah. We both got upset and we both were emotional because of all this kind of bullshit of Televangelists in the 80s to now.
Yeah.
And that really like put us, that's where things started to change for us.
Yeah.
And it started to change for our podcast. And it's when, you know, all of a sudden we had like 2,000 more listeners, like in a week, like what happened? And most of you have stuck with us and it's grown and it's gotten bigger. And so from that, someone listened to it and said, hey, and then someone passed it along and someone passed it along. It was people tweeted about it. People, you know, put the link on Twitter and Instagram and, you know, our poster was shared on different people's Instagrams and it became this thing that, oh, wait, we can do this.
Yeah.
We can do this and people are listening to it.
And, you know, going back to when we first got the new mics and we spent all those hours learning how to do it. Remember the feeling of joy when we realized
that we cried
that we got both microphones working and we didn't know the whole time that we were recording out of one microphone. And so I just remember the feeling of pure elation when we step by step went through the process and nothing was working, you know, and we had spent that hour or two trying to figure it out. And then we got it. And then we're like, oh my God, both sides are working. I can't believe we had only been recording through one microphone, which is why I couldn't hear you 1 week and why the next week you couldn't hear me. And it was the Gamork and Gamindi episode. It was the
never-ending story
episode. And we had gone to see the film that night or the night before.
Yeah.
I think. And we may have even recorded it and then decided we need to re-record it because now we know what we're doing. There was something that we did at that point where we re-recorded the whole entire thing.
Oh, and I remember God. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
And so we went and saw that. We came home and recorded it like at 9:30 at night. Then, like 3 weeks later, we recorded it again. We didn't even put it out because the sound was so bad.
The sound was so awful.
Oh, my gosh.
And I remember sitting there looking at you going, we can't put this out. We have to put, now that we've figured out the recording, we have to put our best foot forward with this. We can't put this out. And you were like, I agree. Let's redo it. But then the movie kind of faded, and I couldn't really remember everything. But I think
that was better because we didn't do it minute by minute.
That was the thing. We didn't do it minute by minute. And you know, we had a lot of fun with our Artax, talking about Artax drowning in the mud and the horses
being... I still think about it.
Horses being murdered.
Well, and that episode is called Gamork and Gamindi, as you stated. Because Gamork is like the scary, like, Lion King guy, dude. Yeah, thing. Devil Dog.
So I feel like we need to talk about the titles for a second, because okay. we have a lot of really good ones. And if you're new to the podcast, you might not have gone back. But the titles are funny to me. They're funny. They're slightly inside jokes. But if you've heard the episode, they're not.
So, yeah. So I leave here usually and then go home and edit the podcast and put it out, like, you know.
And thank you for doing
within
that.
Within, like, you know, 2 hours. And so I listen to it again. And so when I think that we're being hilarious.
And we are.
And then there's some titles. So I'll take that little bit and I'll put it as, you know, the title. But there's sometimes when we're doing it and I listen to it and I'm like, oh, there's another funny. There just wasn't anything funny. So I will come up with different things. But one that so the title of the episode that we episode number 7 where we talked about disasters.
Oh boy.
The name of that was The Coffee That Never Stopped Giving, which we have talked about many times, because that was recorded on January 11th. And like,
I hadn't even met Megan yet.
Like 2 weeks ago, we found a spot of coffee on your wall.
But like, it's, if you look, you're going to find more, because
they're hidden. And you know, it's like episode number 10, where we just talked, like right now, we named that Inane Ramblings because we literally couldn't figure out what to talk about when we were walking home. But, you know, like Grandpa Tornado, that was that was the name of our videos. I mean,
those are great band names. If you
yes. And then our episode number 16 was called Everybody Loves a Migraine. Because in the middle, you had a migraine when you got here. And then in the middle of it, I started to get a migraine. Remember? And like my eyes got real big and so I had to take the headphones off.
I remember.
Everybody loves that. And that was about cop shows. And Cry Buddies.
That must have been the children's programming.
No, episode. It was dance shows.
I mean, they're so undisconnected from the content somehow, but well, they're not.
And then in April on episode 20, you coined your catchphrase.
Which was that?
It was our soda episode. No, I'm sorry. It was our commercials episode.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you really have gone with it. And that is,
I may have overused it.
And that is, you're soaking in it.
Which can be applied to many, many different responses to people's questions, and you could use it for anything. That's why I love it so much.
Well, and like, for example, this episode is probably going to be called Siren in the Background.
Wait, I've been hearing sirens all day long. And Gabby, my coworker Gabby today, we were talking about the weird day. It's been a very strange day, very ominous and oppressive feeling to me. I feel like those are the two words that I felt for today until now. And but she came in and she said, you know what else? I've been hearing sirens all day. And I'm like, you know, I heard those sirens too. And literally when those words came out of my mouth, she went, wait. And we heard them.
Just like there is right now.
More sirens.
I think there's a lot of people who are having problems breathing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am an asthmatic myself, and my inhaler has been like...
You are a bad asthmatic.
My... Oh, by the
new
way,
title for this episode.
By the way, since we're talking about old episodes, last week's episode, which I was trying to think of a Bill Bixby show.
Yeah.
So it was Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Was it. The name? It was like from the late 60s or early 70s, and it was like his wife had died, and he's raising this kid by himself, and the theme song goes, people let me tell you about my best friend to the end. I don't know the middle part.
I just don't. I'll have to watch a trailer.
And then the little cute son came on to be like, grew up to be a like a punk singer. So We have, you know, the Ballad of Dabney Coleman. We have the Vanilla Fog. Binks and Hedlund, Attorneys at Law.
One of our greatest titles.
That was our girl group episode. Daddy Needs a New Podcast.
Daddy.
Come on, Brandon. That was our sitcom. That was our child stars about Soleil Moonfry. Less death involved, which I don't really even know why. I don't know.
It's a reference to something.
Swangry, because...
I mean, here's the thing.
I don't remember.
I haven't listened to the first, you know, half of the episodes since they came out. And so I am going to, and I implore everyone else to.
From episode 12 on.
Even if
you can hack it.
From even before that, like there's some really good stuff. We had the cartoons episode. We had the toys episode where we talked about the creepy Munchie Chi show. And there's just some interesting stuff.
So that was our Munchie Chi fever dream episode.
there you go. Munchie Chi fever dream.
Well, you know, I want to quickly... And I've been meaning to say this. So a couple weeks ago, and I've been so busy, I haven't been able to get back with her. But our friend Heidi Bennett, who is the host of Vibrant Visionaries, a really cool podcast where she talks to people who are like creative people and what drives them. She did a few really cool things from this film festival in Texas and Austin, and she had a couple of quick, like 15-minute conversations that are really good. Like, I can't wait to see the work that those people were doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Heidi and I had coffee a few weeks ago, and we want to try and do something. And we were talking about the first episodes, and she goes, "Yeah, I was going to ask." It was pretty rough. I'm like, "Yeah, it was pretty rough. They were pretty rough."
Hey, fine.
You do what you got to do.
But we didn't have anyone to teach us. We didn't have anyone to like show us the ropes, explain it. I'm not a super, I don't read technical writing very well. It doesn't translate in my head very well. I'm better when someone says, you know, put the green wire, attach it to the green connector and attach the red wire to the red connector. And so, yeah, they suck. Recording-wise, they do. But content-wise, although we were feeling it out,
it's still there.
We were kind of rubbing one out, I would say.
You get mad at me when I say jerk off, and then you say rubbing one out.
I was talking about a Charlie horse.
Well, another favorite of mine is... Well, Scandals was fun.
Scandals was a good one.
You know, when we were talking about different things that had happened then, and Jim and Tammy Faye.
Mm-hmm. I remember when we did the Disasters episode, feeling really unsure because it seemed like such a serious thing, and I was like, "How are we gonna be funny, but talk about the, you know, Mount St. Helens and the fucking building collapsing on people and killing 100 people and people suffering and fires and earthquakes and somehow we managed to do that. Somehow we managed to, because I remember thinking, ooh, that was a real dark, heavy episode. And then I remember going back and listening to it and thinking, it's funny, though. There's still humor in it, but we weren't trying to make it funny, and I feel like that was one of the...
And that is something that I would want people to listen to that one. I think it's like episode 6 or 7. It is the coffee that never uh-huh. stopped giving.
Which is a disaster in itself. Which, I mean, it when was, you think about it.
But it was good, and it was the first time we had done that. You know, mm-hmm. We were still super fresh, and I was coming back from surgery, and it was our first episode back.
We had like been doing like pop culture uh-huh. and like movies and films and song and music and like, but then when we sort of started branching out into these odd avenues, doing, you know, candy and soft drinks and other things that were part of the culture of the 80s that we love so much, and it was fun to sort of explore other areas of our childhoods and things that were normal to us, like things you ate and things you drank and stuff
and
like
I
that.
And I think us bringing more of our life and our childhood in, you know, we've gotten emails, we've gotten things with people like that, and so we're appreciative of that. But I also think in the last year since November, since we released our first episode on November 24th, our lives, the two of our lives, have changed significantly.
Yeah, and I barely even like you anymore.
And drastically.
I mean, I barely can stomach you, but anyway.
That's why it's that we're so good on air, because we actually speak. Otherwise, it's dusty silence.
I have a gun under the table pointing at you right now.
And I have an angry ferret on the end of a stick.
Well, if that's what you call it.
That's my biography. Angry ferret at the end of a stick, the Hank Hedlund story. But our lives have really changed and things have happened. We have new love in our lives. We have all of these things that I think that we're just better for too. And like we've both gone through darker times and we've both had, you know, like this fall was hard. And
you had a surgery.
I had surgery and
that was difficult for you physically and emotionally.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, like this past summer, this whole summer I've been on a cane again. And because my knee was kind of, was really bothering me.
Sugar cane.
But it's, you know, that brought me down and, you know, to be in pain again when you thought that you were going to be out of pain.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but both of us have said, it's like, there's been days when you've been really down and I've been, or, you know, both. There was one day when we were both setting up and we both looked at each other and we were crying, but we didn't say it and we didn't say anything, but it's just dark times. But the moment we turn on this recording, things change.
Yeah.
You know, and for an hour and a half or however long, we're both in an, we're both happy.
Yeah. And I've come into the podcast half the time in a dark, shitty, depressed mood and been like, I gotta, you know, and sometimes I can't do it. Sometimes I can't do it for that day, whatever the reason is. But there are those times. Today is an example, you know, it was very emotional day for me. For some reason, a lot of things happened and my phone was being weird and there was miscommunications and things, and I was like, but I'm gonna, you know, gotta squeeze this podcast in, and I'm, you know, and I was like, well, you know, let's fucking do it, man. It's the 1 year, you know, like let's just fucking do it. And then we have fun and we yuck it up for a couple of hours and we watch, you know, trailers of movies that we're going to talk about, or videos of songs we're going to talk about, and or commercials or whatever it might be. And
there's been times in the middle of recording where, like, we just had to stop.
Yeah.
Where we just had to stop. We just had to wait for 5 minutes while one of us got our shit together.
Yeah.
You know, that didn't happen all the time. But also, it's just like, that's what friends do. That's what best friends do. You know, we often talk about, like, this was like my summer of like exploring, you know, friendships and how we can meet new friends. Well, also next week is, you know, our 1 year anniversary for this. And it's our friendship anniversary too.
Whoa, our friendsiversary?
The day after Thanksgiving is
our friendsiversary. Our podcast friendsiversary?
And it's our, I mean, we're at four.
Wait, how long? 4 years?
4 years.
Ooh, I was a fucking mess when I met you. I am a mess now.
No, but you really were when I...
Well, I was directionless and a mess.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I was...
I met you, 4 years. So, you know, you're in. Like, yeah. And so it was, you were... But right away we clicked, you know, and that's the thing is like we clicked and we became right away, like within the first like 3 weeks of knowing each other, we were talking about those things that were bothering you.
Well, I just told Megan, you know, she's like, well, how did you guys meet again? And I said, well, you know, he got a job at the bookstore that I worked at. And I remember it was a Friday morning. And I remember being set up to train the new guy.
And we, and within the first, like literally first 12 minutes of knowing each other, we both knew everything about each other.
And then I was like, well, I guess he's not an asshole after all. But seriously, I was like, fuck. And I remember being like stressed about it and being like, I hate training people. This isn't my job. That's somebody else, you know, should be doing this. And I just want to do my work and just fucking get through the day so I can go home and listen to Joy Division and Interpol and New Order. Like, that's all I care about. I don't want to do this shit. And I remember going, so here we go, clicking on the small talk. And I said, you know, what kind of music do you like? And you're like, well, my name's Hank. I'm married. I used to live in Southern California, and now I live here, and I love Depeche Mode. And I was like, oh, well, okay. You like I love Depeche Mode. You're like, well, I saw them once. I was like, I saw them once, too. You're like, what about New Order? I love New Order. What? Well, wait a minute. And then I was like, okay, this guy's not that bad.
And you're like, I'm Tom. I grew up in Santa Cruz.
Yeah. And then you were like, I lived in Santa Cruz. And yeah. I was like, what? I used to work at a place called Logos. And you're like, I used to shop there. And it was just like, what the hell? So she thought that was pretty cool. And to hear that story, you know, because, well, you're just such a huge part of my life, my daily life every day. Yeah. And she gets to hear, you know, funny Hank stories all the time and things that we thought were funny. And then she rolls her eyes and looks the other way with her arms folded. And I'm like, everyone else thinks we're funny.
Everyone else thinks our dick humor is hilarious. Whenever I say I've got something to show you, and then you go zip. Well, you know, just like even last night, so you said that you were having like phone problems. So last night your phone stopped working.
Yeah.
And you had texted me, and I texted you back, and, you know, the messages turned green instead of blue. So I was like, oh, that's weird. And then I woke up this morning to a message from your girlfriend saying, hey, I didn't hear from Tom after he said he was going to call me back.
Yeah.
And kind of sing-songy. So it was one of those moments where I was like, okay, what do I do? It's 6 a.m. Do I knock on his door right now? So I came over here at around 6:15, and I went around back and looked up, and I was like, okay, so we had shut the lights off. Mm-hmm. So something happened with his phone. He didn't, like, you know, fall down and then shut the lights off.
Yeah.
Like, and so he like wrapped his house up for the night. Like, he's fine. He's just sleeping. So I thought, okay, well, I'll go over late at 7:10 and knock.
Which is right about the time I usually get up. So I was.
You woke up and you were so cute in your little jammies.
Those are the jammies that you got me for Christmas last year. I love them. I want a new pair this year. I want slippers. I need to find myself some slippers.
Okay, that's good.
Because the floor is cold. Warmer in here now with this rug, though.
Yeah. Well, that just shows our friendship, and that shows why we wanted to do this, and then, why we wanted to do it together.
Like, how often would we do it if you lived, like, in Oakland, you know? And, like, we live across the street from each other.
Yes.
Like, I could literally throw a rock and hit you in the face, which I've tried.
And you have. So, you know, then there were a couple of, like, you know, there was a high point, even in the bad ones, you know, even in the early days, you know, Christmas Ponies, our Christmas episode was good.
And it was good.
Full of emotion. I was missing my dad. It was the night before I went in for surgery. I was really nervous, you know, and so it was just, it's fun to be able to sit across from somebody that you know really well, mm-hmm. and that we know each other's humor well, and we also know each other's moods and down times. We know those well. We both know how to navigate that or not.
You know them really well because you're like, oh, God, Tom.
Yeah, but I know how to do it.
Zip.
I know.
But another
low point for me
mm-hmm.
Was our gadgets episode.
Did we do a whole hour for gadgets?
Yeah. Like, even writing all this down tonight, I was like, wait, we did soap operas? And you were like, yeah, like a month ago.
Well, so once a week, though, I mean, that's a lot, you know, that's a lot of recording. I don't DJ as often as I do the podcast, you know, I mean, they do build up. And I was surprised to hear that we're 45 episodes in, give or take a couple minisodes or whatever, or lost episodes.
Well, we had one lost episode. We did three minis. We should do more. Those were always, people liked them. People listened to them. Yeah. They were downloaded.
And they're like, great, let's get it over with.
Yeah, 15 minutes, I'm in. Also, bookstores, like, I think it was good, but I don't think it was great.
I think that was a good one.
Do you?
I do, because we talked about books that were coming out, popular books.
That's
books
true.
That we read, experiences and going to bookstore, you know.
So I was talking to a passenger last week, and she said, what else do you do? And I said, oh, I have this podcast, and I have our business cards, mm-hmm. and I'll give them to people who ask, right? And she was like, no way. And she showed me her phone, and we were on her phone.
Nah, that's cool. Well, I mean, you know, I know personally a few people that listen every single week. You know, we have Andrea for sure, Sean for sure, Tyler for sure, which we've you know, mentioned and thanked all of them. And then Brendan for sure.
Yep.
And, you know, my sister has listened to most of them. She said she got backed up a little while ago, but she listens to practically every single one. And, you know, she's in a lot of them because she's she was there
alive.
Right next to me the whole time throughout all of them. But
well, and our friend Lear.
Lear was a very listener. Early listener and follower of my music podcast, which miraculously, guess what? Now that my computer's working, my own computer, I can record my podcast again.
Yes.
My music podcast,
good.
Which I haven't done in 2 years. I have not released a new episode of my podcast for 2 years.
Well, you need to, because your music tastes are so good.
Yeah.
And that leads me into the episodes that we've done on music. So we did music videos.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need to do another one because we only covered like 6 or 7 music videos. And there's so many cool ones. But you did a couple that, like the... The Alan Parsons Project.
Yeah, Don't Answer Me.
Yeah, that was such a cool video, and it brought that song back. It brought that band back for me. And then we did R&B, and we did girl groups.
Yep.
And we did the infamous Paul Young 80s.
Yes, that was an early term I coined in episode one?
Yes, because we were talking about New Wave in episode one. And, you know, that's another thing we have to do, again, even if we talk about the same things, because I think we'll have a different view on things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I talked about the Go-Go's.
Yeah.
You know, as my, like, New Wave band. Like, were they really New Wave? No, but they came out of the punk world. And, you know, but now I want to talk about the Go-Go's again. There's a whole new thing happening. You know, they have a Broadway show
Amazing.
Called Head Over Heels, which is all Go-Go's music, but then the plot... is like an Elizabethan sex romp. And it's all like...
Aren't they all,
It's all
though?
Like full-on costumes, and there's an oracle, and they're going to tour again. The Go-Go's are going to do a limited tour next year in 2019. And so there's so many things that I do want to talk about, again, about them and their importance to me.
And in addition to that, I feel like there's things where we've... gotten to the end of an episode and we're packing up, and then I go, oh damn, I wanted to mention that one thing, you know, or oh shit, we should have said this about that. And so yeah, I feel like, you know, there are little bits of information pop up. How many times have we been talking and all of a sudden had a flash of a memory and go, oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing. At the beginning, we would have that flash and, like, one of us would, like, write it down. And, like, what are we going to do with that? Now we just say it.
Yeah.
Now we're just like, oh, fuck. There's that thing that's happened for, like, the past 3 episodes.
Yeah.
And another interesting thing to think about is, like, you know, we did cop shows a lot during the summer, I think, or in the spring. And, you know, then we said, oh, we want to do like detective shows now, your Heart to Hearts, your Remington Steels, that type of thing. And we need to do that because those are so fun.
Well, you know, and now that we've done the year, like we did, you know, 80 to 83 stuff.
Yep. For,
you know,
movies.
For movies. So, you know, we can now branch out and continue to do movies, but now do, you know, 84 to 87 or whatever it might be. And I like doing that because it narrows the focus for that particular time period in our lives in the 80s, when you can think about, whoa, that's what I was doing. I lived there when that happened.
And, and that's what we want you to do as well. But, you know, another thing that I want to throw in here before we wrap up is Thanksgiving is next week. And I am very, very thankful. We have a lot of people who listen to this thing. And
I don't know why.
And it's fun. And it's so great. And no, I don't think we can afford that. And it's so fun. And it's so neat that people are, you know, liking us, bonding with us, or whatever, relating to us.
And I keep hearing people say, I feel like I'm hanging out with you.
Yeah.
I feel like we're just hanging out.
And that's
like
what we want. And I don't think that was, you know, at the beginning, that's nothing that we thought about. It's just we wanted to do it. But now it is like, I do feel like I'm hanging out with the people who are listening. And,
yeah.
You know, it's I've kind of gotten out of the habit of looking at numbers. I was so like numbers based, mm-hmm. but thankfully for everyone, we do great and we're very happy and we're so pleased and thankful, and Thanksgiving is coming up and I want everyone to have a real day of like looking at how thankful you can be for things. And what are you going to do this year?
I don't know. Probably, you know, I don't know. I haven't had a girlfriend in many years, and now there's like two other families you know, to go see, and we're trying to work it out so that we can, you know, go see my dad and, you know, her dad or her mom or something like that. And so we're trying to work it out, but, you know, I'm like, well, I don't know. Something. I'm going to eat a lot of food.
You eat a lot of food.
Yeah. A lot of food.
I've got a full day. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be a nice day off.
Yeah.
I haven't taken a day off a lot lately.
And I love having a Thursday off. I don't know what it is.
It's just that thing, you know, like even the memories of Thanksgiving mm-hmm. from when we were kids is, you know, are very specific. They, you know, that Thursday night, which I'm sure they still do on the four networks, they had like special programming and like the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special and, you know, all that type of stuff. And of course it kicks off the holiday season, but you know, on that Thursday night, it would be like a special episode of this, or it would be a special, it would be a Liza Minnelli special or Mitzi Gaynor at the Roxy or something.
Speaking of Liza Minnelli, I finally saw, for the first time ever, this may shock everyone, I finally saw Cabaret.
Oh, really?
Which I've wanted to see for several years. And
oh, so good. Young Michael York.
Yeah. Maybe like 2 years before he did Logan's Run. And I love Michael York because of Logan's Run, 1976. So I love Michael York. He's always been, like, in my mind, some sort of, like, actor icon that I just like. I appreciated his integrity when he changed from being the asshole Sandman that went around killing people to being this guy who like discovered freedom and released himself from his bonds. And anyway, so I've always liked Michael York, and then I didn't know he was in it. I was like, Megan, it's Logan. She's like, what? I'm like, it's Logan. Logan 5. There is no sanctuary. It was a great movie. And I totally loved it. And she's like, I can't believe that you've never seen this. And I was like, well, you know, my friend and I, for a few years, we did a month, you know, a quarterly Weimar Cabaret, and I'm surprised I never saw it. That's what it's about. And it's really well done. It's
exactly about that.
And it's over the top and fun, but I have never seen Liza Minnelli in a film before. And so I'm used to her being playing Lucille, too, in... in Arrested Development and having her vertigo and not being able to stand. And I'm like, she's funny. I love her. She's great. Anyway.
Oh, that's interesting. You know, I mean, I can't really name a lot of
Logan 5, Lucille 2. Is there
a connection? Wait, did you ever see Arthur?
I saw Arthur when I was a kid. So was she in that?
Yeah, she was the woman.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. I don't remember. All I remember is the guy, the main dude.
Dudley Moore.
Being really drunk and annoying. That's all I remember.
And Sir John Gielgud swearing.
I don't even remember
that. Was the thing, is that he was the butler. He was the fancy English butler, but then he said fuck all the time.
Just like us.
Just fancy English butlers over here, just saying fuck left and right. Jerking off, rubbing one out.
Okay.
Well. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Well, you know, what was that?
That's the Peanuts music.
Um, So revisit some of these episodes. Candy is a really, really good one because you can literally hear us getting sicker and sicker as the hour goes on.
I remember you came by with like a Santa bag.
I think there
thrown
were 15 boxes of candy.
There was two when you left. And I polished those off in the next 2 days.
But you can hear one of us going, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, as we're chewing. And then as it goes on, by the end of it, we're both like, ugh, about time to call this fucking day.
At one point, you can hear me going, cry laughing in the background because I've had too much sugar.
Malls are fun. The mall episode is fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And cereal was really fun. That's called a raisin inside of it.
Well, who else does that? You know, like when you're talking about 80s, people don't think about the cereal and the freaking candy until you bring it up. And they're like, that's
right.
Was fun.
I'm glad
that
you said
shit,
that.
You know,
because like, I mean, when we thought about cereal, I was like, are we, what are we doing here? And then, but then it was fun. And it was fun because it was a huge part. Cereal was a huge part of our lives because cartoons on
Saturday morning.
And like last week when we talked about, our grab bag episode, and we talked about Avoid the Noid.
Yeah.
And like to think that was going to be a cartoon.
Whoa. It would be so bad.
That was literally just about selling pizza for Domino's.
And that goes for like
a whole family.
40 minutes.
A whole family of noids that noise. But, So thank you to everyone so much for listening. We really appreciate it. We do have a really good time doing this, and it really like helps us, and it's so good for us to
it's
do.
Very therapeutic.
So if you don't listen, bad things are going to happen.
We'll shoot this dog.
Oh, God. Soundboard. The dog's name is Soundboard. So rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
Like
please,
you do
please,
every
please.
Week.
Like you do every week. Catch us on Instagram, Facebook, all that jazz. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thanks to everyone for listening.
Stay awesome.
Stay rad.
Bye.
Bye.